Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of What Days with Murph. On the show today, we've got our good friend Megan Golden returning. We'll talk with Megan about what's coming up for her and just about life in general. But you know, it's always fun to catch up with an artist and a friend like Megan because frankly, and I'm going to be honest, this is the first time we've actually physically spoken in probably over a year, so I'm anxious to hear what she's been up to, and I've also got my buddy Craig with me. Hey, Craig.
Hey, Cody. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Let's go ahead and bring on Megan Golden to the show, okay, buddy?
Yep, let's get started.
Okay, hold on. Hey, is this Megan?
This is Megan. How are y'all doing?
Hey, Megan, I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Megan, last night I left Nashville and got, because there was supposedly bad weather, and for what I've seen, Nashville's getting a lot of rain today. So I got home at 2 o'clock in the morning yesterday, and the only thing that's keeping me awake from the jet lag is this interview.
Well, I'm glad that you made it through to do this interview. It has been crazy. It's a good thing you left when you did, probably, because it's been – right now it's not raining too bad, I don't think, but a minute ago I was sitting here in my room and just, like, the loudest thunder was, like, going off outside and, like, raining really, really hard.
Wow. that's crazy.
Well, let's see if we can make some this too.
Thank you again for doing this today.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be back on your show.
You know, as I said in the intro, it's probably been a little bit over a year since we've last physically spoken to each other.
Yeah, when you said that, I didn't even realize it, and I was thinking about it. I was like, oh, my gosh, it really has been that long. That's crazy. Too long.
It's like been a little over a year, and frankly, I miss seeing you, frankly. So.
Yes, I miss you, too.
I miss you, too, Megan, and I just...
speaking of missing, this song we just played, that's a good segue to it. I'm missing
yes.
you. That's your newest single. What's the response been like to it?
It's been great. I was kind of, when I put it out, I always get kind of nervous putting out new music just because I never know, you know, if people will like it or whatever. And this one's kind of a different sound for me than I've done before. And so I was, like, a little bit nervous about putting it out. But it's been great so far. I already have, like, more spins on Spotify on that song than I do on any of, like, my EP and stuff that I put out a while back. And so it seems like people are liking it, hopefully. And just a lot of people have, you know, said really nice things about it. So, it's been pretty good so far.
Well, Megan, you're getting more popular. I think your fan base is increasing. So that's why you're more and more admired and well-known. Your reputation is vastly growing, obviously, for the better. And that's one of the reasons why it has so many spins so quickly. Not just the quality of the song, which is terrific.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. And I hope so. I hope that, you know, people are starting to, you know, it's just always nice to have more people out there supporting and all that stuff. But both of y'all have been supporting me for, you know, back before when I did the EP. So thank you for helping get the word out about that stuff.
Years, literally. I mean, we've probably been friends for the past maybe 3 years, ever since you were a freshman in college, which is crazy.
Yeah, I remember my first interview that I did with you. I remember I did it in my dorm room, so that is correct.
Oh. That's pretty crazy. But I was going to say, I'm glad you brought up being kind of quote-unquote nervous about this new sound or whatever, you know. I was going to ask, and this is sort of a brand new question I've got. I've never asked this on the show, so you're the guinea pig for this, okay?
All right.
being in the music business, do you feel pressure to kind of outdo yourself musically with every single that you release?
That's an interesting question. I don't know if I think I'm definitely always trying to get better. I guess my biggest goal is maybe not necessarily to outdo myself, but to just keep it interesting. So, I definitely want to keep getting better. So I guess I do want to, you know, always be creating something better than what I put out before, but I also just want it to not be, my biggest fear is to have everything sound exactly the same. So I don't want to have, you know, a bunch of songs that everyone's like, this sounds exactly what you just put out last time. So I just want to make sure that it's getting better, but also that it's kind of always evolving somehow. You know, it doesn't have to be drastically different from what I did before, but like with this song, you know, it's a lot more pop really than what I've done in the past. But the next song I do, you know, might go towards that sound, but it might go towards a different sound. But, you know, I just want to always make sure that I don't want to bore people and people say, okay, we've already heard this same thing from you, you know, a million times before.
That makes sense. But I got that question. I was actually watching CMT's Top 20 this past weekend, and Cody Allen unknowingly gave me that question. He asked sort of the same thing to Kip Moore when they were playing pool, and I was like, that's a great question. Thanks, Cody.
Yeah, it is an interesting thing because it is hard to always, you know, like almost compete with yourself. But I think that's a good thing to do is try and always, you know, get better and better with everything you put out. But
right. And something else that kind of goes along with this new single, the Missing You challenge that you posted on social media. Let's talk a little bit about that.
All right, so I decided to do – I wanted just to do, like, something fun to get people kind of, like, involved with the single and all that stuff. And so basically the I Miss Challenge is you post a picture on Instagram or on Facebook, and you use – you know, there's, like, certain hashtags to use, like hashtag I Miss Challenge and tag me in it and hashtag I Miss Missing You and whatever. But, like, the big part of it is to post a picture of something you missed. So you can do, you know, something, like, funny, or you can do something serious. So a lot of people, like, some of the ones people have been doing, there have been some really funny ones, actually. Like, people post about how they missed the old Disney Channel and, like, posted graphics of that, or, like, different, like, fashionable things from, like, way back in the day. But then there's been people who, like, post about, you know, family members that they miss. And, like, someone posted about that they miss their hometown, like, in Hawaii. And so there's just been, like, a wide range of, like, things. And it's been really cool just to see, like, what people choose to post about and whether they're serious or they're funny. It's been really, really fun, actually. So, but, yeah, and anyone can join in. And there's prizes, too, which is exciting. There's like a FaceTime call, there's like a signed picture, signed EP, like a Visa gift card, and all kinds of stuff. So I'm going to be putting everyone who enters into a drawing, and there's a full list of like all the rules and like how to participate and all that stuff at my website, megangolden.com.
Sweet. And you may or may not have seen this, but I miss missing you. I charted this past week on my indie country radio show.
Yes, I saw number three?
I think it was. Yeah, it was number three.
Yes, I did.
I know you love story time, so this is a little.
Yes.
A story time deal for you, okay?
Awesome.
I wanted to do more than I'm doing with this radio show, but to kind of help you guys out and get your music and your names out there. So this had been in my mind for a few months, but. Back in January, I started up Indie Country Radio, and this week we're 32 episodes in, and it's been great.
Exciting. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I think my thing cut out for a second, but But that's so awesome. Congratulations. It's a long time.
Yeah, I enjoy doing it. I mean, I've got this indie music playlist on my phone where I'll go through and just turn it on and let it play, and I'll pick out three songs that strike me that week and I'll plug them in and play them. So
that is awesome. Yeah, I mean, it's great to have people supporting, you know, independent artists because, you know, there's a lot of people doing independent music, and it's just nice to have people, you know, being that supportive of us. So thank you.
Now, let's talk about the Josie Awards for a second. How cool was it being there?
It was so cool. It was it was at Nissan Stadium, which is just absolutely crazy. That place is ginormous.
Yeah.
But it was really fun. It was cool to see everyone because, you know, there were just so many people there and lots of artists and lots of people that, you know, I usually only see online and all that kind of stuff. So it was a really, really fun day.
I was there too, Megan. What's funny was I was doing volunteer work there. I got some great photos, meeting with you, Elena, and Jessica Rose, which were one of the highlights of Sunday. But I also was I was a part-time vendor, usher, I should say, giving out the programs. Program here, so thank God that's the end of my career.
Yeah, that was awesome. It was so good to see you there.
Same here.
I was going to go, but I fooled around and didn't get tickets in time, which is the story of my life.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I know. It's so hard. I don't even know. I can't remember how, like, the ticket process is and all that stuff and when you had to have them by and all that. But,
it was
but
crazy.
Yeah, I'm
but
mad about that.
I am going next year if you're going. I am going next year, so.
Yeah.
More than likely, this was my first one, but I will probably go back again next year.
I'm sure you'll be nominated,
awesome.
Too.
Hey,
Missing You or Modern Country Female Vocalist of the Year. I guarantee it.
I hope so. That'll be fun.
Hey, before we move on, there's a mutual friend of ours that wants to say something to you, okay?
Oh, nice.
Hold on 1 second. Patrick, you there, buddy?
Yes, sir.
Patrick!
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Megan. Not too much. Just getting in from work. And then, you know, I couldn't miss an interview with Megan.
Yay!
Oh, I know that.
I must say loving, and loving the new song.
Thank you. I've been, you know, like I was saying earlier, I was kind of nervous putting it out just because it is kind of a different sound for me. But I'm excited people
it's,
like
but,
it. It's fun to try
but
new
it,
things.
It still has that Megan Golden feel to it. I know I was
good.
Excited sure. when you made the comment, which is kind of true about Music City, that there's thousands and thousands of little blonde girls out there doing the same song.
Yeah, there are. So I was just trying to find something different, you know. We had fun experimenting with different sounds. So I'm glad you like it.
And with that comment, though, do you think that could possibly be a reason why there's less females played on country radio nowadays, that everybody has the same sound?
Oh, that's an interesting question. That's a good point. That could be a big part of it because, I mean, it's crazy right now on country radio that just, like, nobody's really, you know, there's just not many female people. But maybe that is part of the reason. Maybe someone needs to find, because that's the thing, like, I thought when Maren Moore started doing stuff, she sounded pretty different than most of, like, the things that I heard.
Right.
So maybe that's part of it.
But the thing is, if you listen, like, even with Maren, it kind of, I think I've kept her off. It's Kelsey's getting big, but if you ask me, Kelsey kind of is taking Taylor's spot in country.
Yeah, it is so interesting. They have a very similar sound, so it's interesting to see, like, as Taylor moved over to pop, and now we've got Kelsey that's a very, very similar style.
Right, and then, like you said, with Maren, and I love Maren stuff, but it just seems like, I don't know, they're not willing to stretch out and do different styles. It's like, if you don't sound like this, you're not getting played on the radio.
Yeah,
but then,
for sure.
I know you had said something earlier in this interview about independent artists. And if you look, I tagged you in something on Twitter just probably right before the interview. Take a read. It's about our little friend, Catch Me Outside Girl.
Oh, God.
But you got to read the article. It is so true with the way music is and why she got the deal she got getting deals. Because they say there's two sides to the music industry now. There's the old traditional industry, and that's why she got signed, because she's already got a following. But then there's the independent side, and people were striving to get fans on their own without the labels.
Yeah, I was actually in one of my classes the other day, we were talking about, and they've said this in a bunch of my classes, but now labels don't sign artists, they sign audiences. So if you already have an audience, but then some people get that audience in very odd ways that maybe shouldn't necessarily lead to them getting a record deal, like for her, for example.
Catch me outside.
Yeah, exactly. Like, hers has nothing to do with music, but because she did that, you know, she's got a huge following, so it's easy for her to sell, you know, sell music and whatever, just because she already has people. Like, I mean, I've been listening to the song because I've been playing it for some people. Like, you have to hear this, you know, 14-year-old kid or whatever. But every time I do that, she's making money off of that, you know? So it's like, they know they're going to make money. So they might as
well. Like I said, she is my favorite train wreck right now.
Right. Same. Same.
She is my favorite.
Oh, Lord.
Like, I follow her on everything because my guest girl is going to do something so stupid I can't miss it.
I know, you'll be there to catch it when it happens, and hopefully you'll tag me in it, too.
Oh, don't worry, I will, because I still, to this day, do not believe she's 14, but I think it's all an
right.
Because
well,
I thought
that would be an interesting conspiracy theory there.
Somebody actually posted an interview that she did where she didn't have the ghetto accent and all that, and she talked proper English. I'm like, this girl is working a scam, and she's doing it well.
Maybe that's what I need to do. I need to get some crazy, like, weird persona. And then,
well, you
got to
get all the hood rat up on a record.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Just pull out the hood rat, Megan.
Yeah, I'll just pull out hood rat, Megan.
Oh, boy.
Hood rat, Megan.
Oh, man. Oh, thanks for calling in, buddy.
Oh,
this
no problem.
Fine.
Always great to talk to y'all.
Yes, same here, Patrick.
Yes, Chris.
Yeah, you're the best. Seriously.
Alrighty. And like I said, I'll just continue to listen in to her because you can't miss a Megan Golden interview. That would just be a crime.
No, you cannot.
Still be.
All right, I'll let you go, buddy.
Alrighty, buddy.
All right.
Bye, Patrick.
All right, man. I'll see
Bye,
you.
Bye, Megan. Bye.
Patrick is awesome, isn't he? Oh, my Lord.
I love Patrick. He's so funny. And
he
just
is
one of
so
the nicest
good.
People ever.
Yes, he is. I agree completely. Wow, this interview is pretty much flown by. We've only got about 5 or 10 minutes left. This is probably one of the best interviews I've ever done.
Time flies by when you're having fun, right?
Well, we still got 10
exactly.
minutes to go.
Yeah, and it doesn't hurt that I've got a good friend as an interview subject. So there you go.
Yes.
Now, I did have a couple of questions for you before this thing falls totally off the rails. okay. Being a creative person, and I don't know if we covered this last time we were on the show, because frankly, it's been way too long. But being a creative person that you are, what inspires or motivates you?
For like writing or just like
just in general.
Like,
I mean, just in general.
Yeah. Let's see. Things that inspire I don't know. I tend to stay like for music. It's just one of those things that I just have always wanted to do it so badly. And I love doing it. And so I kind of have like a natural motivation on that. But there are things like watching other artists like do that are at like the point that I would love to be one day. Watching them do that is definitely like inspiring and definitely like motivating. Like anytime I go to a concert, even like small scale ones, but like especially going like Stone Arena where it's just like a massive concert and seeing like them perform and stuff, that's always like just really inspiring. And like I would, you know, really want to be able to do that one day. And always makes, like, gives me a little push to, like, you know, work harder and all that stuff. I also, like, sometimes I'll just, like, sit around and watch interviews with some of my favorite artists, and just, like, hearing them talk about, like, you know, creating their music and stuff, like, just kind of gives me, like, extra motivation.
Cody, can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
I wanted to ask you, Megan, what would you say were your most, are your most influences, who you are today? Artists, people, in general.
As far as artists, I kind of hate to use this example because I feel like a lot of people use her as an example, but I'm still going to do it anyway. But Taylor Swift, like, is a big part of, like, why I started writing songs, and, like, knowing a big part of her brand is that, you know, she writes everything that she puts out. And so that, like, was definitely a big influence on me because I've been singing since I was little, but that's when I was like, okay, like, I really want to write my own stuff also. So, like, doing that. And then also, like, I love Johnny Cash. He's, like, definitely one of my favorites. Michael Jackson recently has become, like, a very big, like, inspiration kind of to me. But then just, like, people in general, like, my family, my mom, and, like, my sister both are just, like, both very hardworking people that are, like, have always kind of inspired me and kind of, like, with my mom, she's been very, since I was little, it's been, like, she kind of, like, she didn't, with music, she's always been so supportive, but she was never, like, she's like, if you want to do this, like, then this is something that you need to do, and, like, you know, is not going to be, like, a momager and, like, do everything for me, you know, so she really taught me, like, early on to, like, if it's something I want to, like, work for it and not just, like, rely on other people to, like, make it happen for you. And so that, like, really shaped, I feel like, how I am now with music and, like, that every day, like, I'm working towards that.
And the extent that you're going to be performing in Nissan Stadium during CMA Fest in a few years. That would be fun. And that way your mother will be more than proud of you and you'll be taking care of her.
Yes, for sure.
Hey, speaking of your mama, I tell her I miss her, okay?
Only let her know. I'm sure she misses you too. You know, she loves you.
Yes, and I love her to death too. You know that. I love you both to death. You know that. But a couple more questions for you. Then I think I'll let you go. Professionally speaking, what's the best thing that's ever happened to you?
Ooh. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, recently already having, I know there's, like, a long way to go still, but, like, in just, you know, it's been, like, a little bit over, like, a week, I think, and already having, like, over 5,000 spins on Spotify. That's pretty cool. That's exciting. And, I mean, just, like, just kind of having a lot of, like, great people to work with now is, like, has been great for me because, like, we're working on a lot of things and they're really pushing me to, like, create more stuff, like, and find a cool sound and play more, like, higher up shows and, like, all that kind of stuff. So, I think, like, professionally, like, having that, like, support system of, like, other musicians that I work with and, like, producers and stuff has been really, really beneficial. But yeah, the most exciting is probably, like, Spotify spins.
Awesome. Now I like watching artist interviews myself, and I don't care the genre, country, rock, pop. I don't really care. I just love watching music interviews.
So, I heard Dan Rather ask this question to a Kid Rock one time, and I thought it was the greatest question ever. So I'm gonna kind of put my own spin on it. When your career takes off and you're winning CMA after CMA in the next 10, 15 years, which is going to happen for you, there's not a doubt in my mind.
Well, thank you.
One thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist.
One thing that I want to be remembered for? I want to be like an artist that people like feel like they can relate to, and I want to like be real to people. Like I want my music to feel real and like that it's about real stuff because it is, and I want it to be real. And then I also hope that like, you know, I want to definitely be able to like give back to the community in some way. So to be remembered like as a person who was like real and helped people through music, but also in other ways, like, and give back like with what I get from music.
That's awesome. And this is probably the last question I've got for you before we get into what's coming up for you, whatever, you know. This is always a fun one to ask. How do you know when it's time to retire a song from a live set?
The way I do it with, at least with like originals, is just when I feel like I have a new song that is better. And usually I usually like my newer songs the best anyways. So I usually will just kind of like fade them out slowly of like when I have new ones that are good. Cause I write a lot, but there's not nearly as many songs that I'm like, this is like good enough to start like playing it out live. So whenever I have a song that's like that, then I'll start playing it live, and then I'll probably cut out like the oldest one that I've been playing before.
Awesome. Now I'm on your website as we speak, and you've got a show coming up on the 22nd. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, so I am playing at Douglas Corner, which is, you know, a venue here in Nashville. And it's going to be a full band show, so I'm really excited about that. And the guy who produced he co-produced my EP, and then he produced the new song that I put out. We also wrote the new song that I put out. He played drums on all my stuff and whatever. He's going to be playing drums for that, and then two other guys are going to be playing with us. And it'll be a fun time because I don't get to play with a full band very often, so I'm excited about that for sure. And then also another one of the girls playing, Brittany Ray, she's kind of the one who's put that show together, and she's a good friend of mine and really cool, so and very, very talented, so I'm excited about that show for sure.
Megan, I had met Britt on Friday, Thoreau. She was in, there was that night, Dallas Remington and Amanda Cooksey and Elena all played that night. And
oh, no way. Cool.
Yeah, it was, I was there for 5 hours straight at the Commodore. And
wow.
It was,
wow.
It was
nice.
From 6 o'clock to 11.
That's awesome.
Wow. Britt was a delight, and she had all positive things to say about you, of course. She was great.
Aww. Yeah, she's very, very kind. We're working on some fun little cover songs together right now, so.
Awesome. So kind of wrap things up here, because we're almost out of time, but What's coming up for you in the next, say, 2 months or 3 months?
The next 2 or 3 months, let's see. I'll be doing lots of writing. I'll be obviously doing school. But, yeah, we're trying to write the next single. So we don't want to, you know, wait so long to put out new music. So we're going to be working on trying to write that. And then once we get it written, then we'll just go ahead and start it on, like, recording it and all that stuff. So so it'll depend on when we write a song that we feel is good enough to record. But whenever we do that, then we'll probably get back in the studio and start cranking out some new stuff. But yeah, definitely lots of writing, lots of playing shows. I'm doing some shows in Indiana, some shows in Kentucky and Florida, and so a little bit of traveling, and yeah, that's about it.
Awesome. Keep me updated on any new music that you're working on, and I'm more than happy to play it on Indie Country Radio. I'm more than happy to play it.
I appreciate it. I'll definitely keep you updated with that.
Sweet. Hey, it's been so much fun getting to talk to you again.
It's been great talking to you. Thank you for having me again. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's been a delight.
Absolutely. And you know this probably about as well as anybody. You know, I respect what you do. I have nothing but respect for you as a person. And you know you're one of my dearest friends. And you've always got a open spot on the show anytime you want to come back.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So sweet.
So I think I'm gonna let you go, but I'll definitely be talking to you on social media. Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Y'all have a good one.
You too, Megan.
See you, Megan.
Bye.
Bye. That was a great interview, wasn't it?
Yes. It exceeded my expectations. She's terrific to speak to. She's very vivacious.
I always enjoy talking to Megan Golden, whether it's social media, whether it's the show, whether it's in person. There's seriously never a dull moment.
No. It's always a blast with her. You know,
yes, it is. I wanted to let the listeners know that there's a bit of a schedule change next week for next week's show. We're gonna have a Kristen Chandler from the Chris Top program on, but she had to cancel for personal reasons. So we've got a WABA Award winner for Best Songwriter, Chandler Fritz, joining us next week. And I cannot wait for that.
And next Monday we have Michelle Lay, who won an award at past Sunday's Josie Awards.
Yes, we do. So I think I'm probably gonna let you go and wrap up here, okay?
Okay, Cody. Thanks. Talk to you soon, buddy.
All right, bud. I'll talk to you later. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our Megan Golden interview. As I said earlier, Megan is so great, and there's never a dull moment whenever I get to talk to her. There's literally never a dull moment with that girl. So, again, a slight schedule change for next week. We've got Chandler Fritz joining us next Tuesday at 4:30. But this coming Monday, we have a singer-songwriter, Michelle Lee, joining us. So I think with that, I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.